Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So you can always write in, and DZ, we got this one on email yesterday, and all I could think was, relatable. So many people are going to be able to relate to this. He's sick and tired of his wife's sisters hanging out at their house all day, every day.
Oh, you could say I wrote this in. I don't mind.
DZ, I felt like you and I could relate to this for so many reasons. Aaron's got three sisters, and I have two. And when
we don't got to keep me anonymous.
Yeah, no. He was not you. Stop it. It was not you. But honestly, like, my sister and I can just sit in the same room for days. And I'm like, oh, is your husband here? That's great.
Oh, you got a husband still? Dang.
Oh, good to know. Okay, so he wants to know if he's the jerk for telling his sister-in-laws to get out. Let me read this.
Yeah, please.
Because he says, please keep me anonymous. My wife has three younger sisters, and they're all over 18 and live with my in-laws. So they're all adults, but they live at home. Okay, so all of his wife's sisters live at home. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He said, but yet, they come over about two or three times a week when they're not working or doing anything. Also, they don't just stay for a few hours. They stay for the entire day where we have to feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yep.
It's so hard for me to read this because I'm going, what's the problem?
Okay. I'm going to let you finish.
I'll keep going. Baby says, basically freeloading off of us and my wife is absolutely okay with it, but I am not.
Clueless.
We have a mortgage and a three-year-old. I married my wife, not her sisters. My wife and I have been together for about 10 years, but only married for three. I've always kept my real opinions to myself, so her sisters are so used to me that I would never yell nor ask them to leave. But enough is enough. He said, I have had no privacy lately, and I feel like they're always here because they don't respect my privacy. My wife works from home, so when I come home from work in the evening, they're there, already laying on my couch,
chilling,
watching
eating my snacks.
This is so relatable.
They got
families.
My hoodie on. Man,
oh,
can I take my pants off in my house?
Dude,
nope, sure can't.
This is so me and my sisters. Anyone? Mm-hmm. I so feel this. Already laying on my couch and watching TV, basically living rent-free while my wife is in her office room working. So on the last day, they were here and asked, what's for dinner? I've had it. I snapped. I told them to leave, and they're all over 18 of age and have jobs. Why are we feeding them all the time? So am I
What are you bringing for dinner?
He said, am I the jerk for telling my sister-in-laws to leave and go back to their home and only visit us when they actually miss us? I understand family's family, but this is my home and I have to keep this in control. And he wrote exclamation point. And then he wrote, thank you. Okay. I love this. And I read this and I went, this is so relatable because, you know, you get it with your wife and her sisters. I get it with mine. We have this thing where we grew up together.
Great bond.
Yeah.
I love it.
were used to being in the same house all the time. And it sounds like him and his wife and her sisters, they never cut the cord. Like, they're continuing to live like they did in their parents' house, just hanging out all the time.
Just not at their parents' house.
But they're not at their parents' house. Right, exactly. Well,
and this is what it is, bruh. This is the eldest. She is the oldest sister, so mom too, right? Mm-hmm. Think of it like that.
Yep,
in a lot of cases, the oldest sister tends to be mom too, in most cases, I should say.
That's the way my oldest is, for sure.
Now, rather than everybody still going to their parents' house with real mom and dad or whatever, where you still get babied, they're going, we can do what we want. We can be adults, and we can still feel that home, loving, and cooking, blah, 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 at sis's house, because she's mom number two, so we're all just going to convene there.
DZ, I'll admit it. I go to California, and I go into Penny's house, my sister and her husband. She's now married. You know, she got married a couple years ago. Yeah. I walk in, I still lay on her couch and eat all their food and cook whatever. I go in there like she's single, is what I'm
telling
you. You'd
be wearing her husband's chanclas like they're yours.
I'll put Van's, her husband Van, I'll slide into his stuff to go outside for sure.
I know you would.
Because you know I would, because that's my sister. So her and I, we're thick as this, but I get why, if this was happening every day, I would go nuts. I wouldn't
want. I'll tell you a fatal mistake my man made, though, especially in what he wrote in. He kind of lost me when he said, I married her. I didn't marry her sister.
Oh.
Stupid. You married the family.
Oh,
when
you
marry
like
somebody, that's a facade. And that's honestly like a willful ignorance to say, I married the person. I didn't marry the family.
But
they married into your family. You married into theirs. Y'all now have a blend of relatives all together.
Right. You're right, DZ, because you did. You think about this. So you're like,
those are your
I
sisters too, Poppy.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if her, part of her life is spending all that time with her sisters, then even though you just married her, part of her is them. Yeah. So
y'all been together over 10 years, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Only married like three, but still, you knew that.
No, he was too nice in the beginning, and now he's screwed. This is what's happening. He let it go on too long, and now he doesn't know what to do. Somebody said, Fed Up Freddy, not the jerk.
They
said,
Fed Up Freddy.
Somebody said, not the jerk, Larry, Curly, and Mo gotta go. You guys, stop!
I mean, the peanut gallery is gonna keep peanut gallering if you don't really put a stop to it. But the thing is, what are you putting a stop to? You're not gonna stop the relationship.
Mm-mm.
And if they all feel comfortable in your home, well, if you don't put them to work, you got a 3-year-old, I heard.
You got stuff
Sounds
to
like
do.
You got free nannies.
Well,
Sounds like you got somebody to help with the laundry. Sounds like you got somebody
you know
to help with dinner some days. You got live-in guests, bro. You don't got
well,
sisters. You got live-in guests.
You know what, DZ? Tell them to go home until you have more kids when you need a lot more help.
Don't burn out the wishes now.
Seriously.
If this wasn't Am I the Jerk, that would be the solution, bro.
Yeah,
just buy your time.
Because now
when you have more kids, you're going to be gone. You're going to be playing golf. Man, you need to work this in your favor. But he's not. He's complaining about it.
Yep. Fed Up Freddy wants to know if he's the jerk for telling his sister-in-laws to get out. He's had it with them eating all their food, being there when he gets home from work, laying on his couch. He's over it, honestly.
What you think? You calling him a jerk?
No.
I could go either way.
I think he's not the jerk, honestly. I really think he's not the jerk because I feel like this is an invasion. As much as I understand why I do it with my sisters and my brother-in-laws, I understand why if I was on the other side and I came home and everybody was in my house, I would be furious. I'd be like, get out.
He lost me being so selective.
Maybe.
I married you. Yeah. I didn't marry your family. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, dog. That's cap.
Sure. 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I have two sisters, so I love this. Am I the jerk? He wanted to know if he's the jerk for kicking his sister-in-laws out because they mooch. They're always there. They're on his couch. They eat his food. And I don't see the problem, DZ.
But you also see how he's saying, please go. Come on now. Y'all are always here.
I do. You know what? I'm going to start. Don't say I'm trying to fix it because we do have three people on the phone. So I swear I'm not trying to fix the answers by starting with somebody with a lot of sisters. Okay? I swear.
Mm-hmm.
I swear I'm not. No, not at all. But Kelly's in Sussex. Kelly, don't you have a bunch of sisters like me?
I have two, yes.
Yeah, two like me. It feels like a bunch with three girls.
That's a bunch. Oh,
three
no, that's
girls
like four
like
in
10.
Girl math.
It is, honestly. It's like six in girl math, DZ.
See, right. I'm not a girl. I don't know the math.
Jerk or not the jerk for telling her sisters to get out?
I'm going to say a jerk. I feel like my brother-in-law wrote this.
Maybe.
I go over there and I lounge on their couch. I eat their food. I use their pool. And I'll spend the whole day there. My sister and I are very close.
Girl,
Oh, they got a pool?
I didn't know that. I didn't know. This whole time we've been friends, you didn't tell me that? Rude. Anyway. It's like having a boat not telling people. Rude.
Yeah, what's Kelly? Okay, anyway, that's another issue. Okay, anyway.
Get to that in a second. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Different name out of the jerk, but okay.
And Kelly and I do this together. Like, as we've become friends, like Kelly and I, I'm telling you, she comes over to my house and we just sit there. We don't even talk. And I go, this is that sister lounging energy right there. And that's probably why her and I do that and get along with that, because we're used to doing that with our sisters. So we don't need to talk. We just need to be in the same room.
And I guarantee you, my guy doesn't have this experience with anybody in his family. If he does have siblings, we don't just like lounge. You have some people that you can just lay around with, not say a word with, right? Mm-hmm. For sure. But he doesn't have this energy, or else he wouldn't see the problem in this.
Yeah, no, sisters have that entitled energy, and I'm one of them. I feel that. Fine, Kelly. She says jerk. Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
all right, bye. All right, so I'm going to go next to Rico in Milwaukee. Good morning, Rico.
Good morning.
Morning. All right, you're going to go the opposite way? Is this what I heard? You don't agree with Kelly?
Interesting.
No, I don't think he's a jerk, because when I was 18, I was focused. I was nowhere to be found. I was out going around with my friends, having fun. But if you're going to sit there and lounge around, I mean, even though it's their sisters, family thing, whatever, but you're 18. Go out, do something.
Yeah.
Like, why are you sitting here?
Well, at least they had jobs. Like she said, he said, when they're not working, because I was like, well, they live at home, which could be, again, a cultural thing, DZ. We've talked about this.
True. Oh,
I mean, my neighbor, I just found out, my neighbor, his 35-year-old son lives there. I didn't know for 10 years. His adult son lives with them.
He's still living there.
Yeah, and I didn't know. So I get it. But they're Nepalian. Like, they're from Nepal. There's different.
I mean, it's
he
a choice.
His parents.
Our retiree neighbors got their kid. Our retiree neighbors. Yeah, sorry. Our retiree neighbors got their son who's in his 30s living at home.
See?
Yeah, if they're going to constantly come to your house and sit there and mooch off your food and ask them, you in on this? Like, you got $5 to contribute?
No, but I guess what I should have said was they don't understand because they live at home, so they haven't even technically paid their own bills.
They can't conceptualize it.
So they have to now live in their own apartment or house and pay their own food bill and then process how much they've been taking from their family. Like, they need a different perspective. You don't understand how much you're taking until you do it yourself.
Well, you don't realize that chips are $7 a bag.
$6.99 in tax. Thank you, DZ.
Yeah, send them a text. You know, everything will be just fine. You know, stop invading a space where you had a space to get away from that situation of having kids around.
Mm-hmm.
So, in reality, tell them, go back home, snap me up, let me know when you're around, give me a call. Okay. Everything's
fine.
I come up with a schedule, but this isn't about solutions.
No,
I hear where
schedule.
You're going with this.
Schedule? Yeah. You got to schedule your sisters? Family. That's never going to happen.
I knew what I was saying.
You can be here 3 to 5.
Rico, you know, I am one of the sisters. This is never going to happen, but thank you for the advice, Rico. Love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Love
you. Bye.
Love, man, peace.
Try to tell me I had to schedule my sister's house. I'm showing up, and I don't care if my brother-in-law's there or not.
Schedule family time, y'all.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. All right. Last but not least, now we got to go to our tiebreaker. What's going on, Rachel in Watertown? Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I'm kind of on the fence with this. I have two sisters myself.
Mm.
And I'm going over there. I don't care.
Of
course you are.
That's what I'm saying. We get why this is annoying and why we are annoying. That's why I understand what the women are doing. It doesn't make it okay, though. No.
And here's where I'm on the fence. I do get annoyed when my husband's siblings come over and do the same thing. I don't know. I feel like it's different.
Well, Watertown's not that big. So if you need a divorce lawyer, I know one. Carp and Yanku. Now that you blasted your brother-in-law's on the air. I'm kidding. No, but seriously, Rachel. So wait. So is Rachel saying jerk or not the jerk? What are you saying?
I think she's saying jerk. No.
You guys are crazy. As much as I love to lounge with my sister, this guy is not the jerk. You guys are on one today. No, come on.
I ain't gonna lie. What lost me was him trying to pull the I only married one.
Her.
No, you married the family. You've got to find a way to accept it or modify it. And he's just fed up. You can't just flip on a dime on any given Sunday, dog. You ain't really
I'm appalled. I thought you guys were going to go the opposite. I'm appalled, but fine. Because you're on my side then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Rachel, thanks for calling.
DZ, I didn't see them saying jerk.
Honestly, me neither.
I'm shocked. And then the people with sisters were the ones who said it. That's even funnier. I don't know.
It's like a willful ignorance. It's like, yeah, jerk, but we're not going to stop doing it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.